Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith is the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it. And so, I guess we were in the ministry, 20 years? And the Lord dealt with us, cast your net in Branson. We thought, Branson. It's not like we had just always dreamed about going to Branson. We're like, Branson? I don't mean that, but it's, you know, it was not just like Branson is the place to be. Oh, but if it's His plan, it is the only place for thee, right? And so we didn't know anybody here, and we had no contacts, and except the big contact. And the Lord dealt with us to buy that property, and we didn't have the money. How can you do it? I spent a night or two with a calculator and finally just put it in the drawer and thought, I don't know how to do any of this. I tried in talking to the people that own the property about how to buy it and two or three scenarios. And they said, no, thank you. No. We just want to sell it. No. And we went back to the place we were staying and just looked at each other and thought, well, Lord, that's all we know to do. We've done everything we know to do. And do you remember the night after that we went and thought, well, God, we've gone as far as we can go. But when the Lord says, throw the net, on the right side, yes. Come on, are you listening to the boat? Yes. And do it now.
Yep.
He was never concerned about it.
Nope.
Never. And if we're smart, we won't be concerned. If He's not concerned, why should we be concerned? Because He knows how it's going to turn out. Doesn't He?
Amen.
And we should look at Him and worship Him and go, you know, He's not concerned at all.
That's right.
So why should I be concerned? If He's not concerned. And you, those of you that have been with us, you know the story. Oh my, we have reaped here. Number one in souls. Oh, somebody say glory to God. We have reaped souls. Souls. Not just here, not just in the Missouri, Arkansas area, but through this TV broadcast that didn't exist until we came here. Come on, are you listening? And through the internet and the millions of downloads every year. We get testimonies of people from Africa sitting at a cyber cafe watching a service just like this right now and start talking in tongues in the cafe. That's reaping, brother. That's bigger than money. That's bigger than stuff. But also we have reaped. Our finances are just a totally different level than where they were when we came here. And our equipment and our ability and the voice and the multiplication of the ministry. And what I keep hearing over and over in my spirit in these months, the Lord has said, go cast the net in Sarasota. Oh, somebody, are you listening to me? He said, go cast the net. Oh, hallelujah. And the Lord says, you're about to reap. You are about to reap. You're about to reap. Everybody's about. We've been a sow. Hadn't we been sowing? We've been sowing. We're about to reap. We are about to reap, my brother. Come on, do you believe it? I don't believe this is just Keith hollering at you. I'm telling you, we're about to reap. We're on the verge of a net breaking, ship sinking, harvest coming in. And all we had to do was cast the net on the right side of the ship when He told us to. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. I believe it. Hallelujah. Say something. Don't just sit there quiet. Hallelujah. You watch and see. You watch and see. We're about to reap. We're about to reap people by the thousands. We're about to reap stuff, money, ability, to do the kingdom work, we're about to reap. And I don't know what it is exactly yet, but some things are going to happen as we take that step that's going to be like the word supply. I don't know what it is, but I know it is. It's going to be like, see, the word supply didn't exist until this happened. And the internet, it's going to be like that. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be like that. Is that exciting or what? It's going to be another level of ministry, and it's global. I said it's global. It's the will of God. And everybody that has been in here, I'm talking about you, that has prayed and believed with me for utterance, and has sown your seed and stood and prayed, when that thing breaks open, you will have, you will be a part of that reward throughout eternity. If More Life Ministries partners had not sowed and believed, there would be no Branson Church. Do you understand that? Because it had, some things had to exist before you could even come, before you could even anything to find out, know about. And so those folk sowed and believed, and throughout eternity, they'll have reward, they'll be honored, right, for that. Well, you're doing that for the folks in Sarasota, right, as well as all of our MLM partners and folks all over the place. You're sowing that. Do you not think you're going to reap? Do you not think this Branson Church is going to reap? Hallelujah. Not that it wouldn't be reward enough to just know there's a thriving, kicking church down there, right? That wasn't there before. That'd be reward right there. But in way after way after way. Now, why there? Why Sarasota? Why not somewhere in the Northeast or the Northwest? Why? I mean, we found out later we had considered a place just about 10 miles from there, and the Lord helped us to say, no, that's not it. In some ways, it looked better, but we realize now we'd have had all kind of difficulties and challenges. We didn't know that then, but we found out now God is smart. He's smart. If He says right side of the boat, don't even look at the left. Don't even look, right? Don't even look. Well, I thought I saw a fish out the back. Do not even look out the back. If He says right side, ain't nothing happened in the day but right side fishing. Come on, are y'all with me now? If He says throw the net, do not even open the box and look at the rod and reel. Leave the rod and reel box locked. Because there ain't no rod and reel today. It's net day. It requires the wisdom of God to know how, where, when. Every day is a new day. There is no substitute for hearing from Him hourly. You know what I mean by that? Just all the time. Every time you need to make a decision, every time, ask Him, check, look. We're going to do it right now. Stand up. Put it up on the screen for us. James, first chapter. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you, who would this apply to? Any of us. If you lack wisdom. How many in here would acknowledge you could use some more? If you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Scripture said you have not because you ask not. Ask of God that gives to all liberally. Don't you like that word, liberally? That's not a little dab of wisdom. Huh? That's a great big old double dollop, isn't it? Huh? Lord, I sure could use some. I'm asking you for some. Bloop, bloop. Double dip, right? Double dollar. Liberally. Not only did you find out what you wanted to know, you found out a lot more. Because liberally. And He upbraids not. He won't even make fun of you for being dumb. And what? Read that last phrase to me. Huh? It what? It what? The wisdom that you ask for shall be given to you. How many believe the word of God? If He said it shall be given to you, then it shall be given to you. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. What would wavering be like? Well, you leave here and you go, Well, you reckon we'll have some of that wisdom he's talking about? I sure hope so. I don't know. Boy, it'd be great. We'll see. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. You just never know. What God, that's wavering.
That's right.
And you won't receive a thing.
Nope.
He's like a wave driven with the sea and tossed. I mean, he just, if it looks like he might, oh, maybe we'll get some. Looks like he won't. Oh, I guess we're not getting it. No. Verse 7, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. So we're not going to waver.
No.
We're going to ask.
Right.
We're going to believe we receive.
Yes.
What's going to happen after that?
We're
getting our wisdom, period. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no maybes. We're getting it.
Amen.
We're getting it. We're going to know where, when, and how to reap. Every good seed the Lord has enabled us to sow this year, last year, 50 years ago. Come on, are you listening? He's going to show us. He's going to waken our ear morning by morning. He's going to give us the word in season. We're going to see. We're going to know. We're going to do. We're going to go.
Amen.
And we're going to reap. Say it out loud. Everybody say it out loud. Father, in the name of Jesus. Focus on Him. Close your eyes. Focus on Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you for your wisdom, your perfect wisdom. You are the only source of true wisdom. I'm asking for it because I need it. I can't get this any other way. I'm asking for it. Reveal to me your way for me, your plan for me. Show me the when, the where, the how to reap. I'm asking for it in the name of Jesus. And by faith, I believe you hear me. I'm convinced it's your will. And so I believe I receive it. I know when you hear me, you grant my request. And so I thank you for it right now. Before I see it, before I understand it, by faith, I say, thank you, Lord, for giving it to me. I will see.
I will know.
When. Where.
How.
To reap. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands. Begin to praise the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me